That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
We don't want to bring that to you anymore.
What is it?
Lenny, are you ready?
Yes, Deputy Mayor.
All right, please read the notice.
Thank you. Board of Commissioners' public meeting agenda for Wednesday, November 5th, 2025. The time is now 7:03 PM. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 21st, 2024 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Deputy Mayor Evans?
Here.
Commissioner Tucci's absent excuse. Commissioner Scarpelli?
Here.
Commissioner Petracco?
Here.
Mayor Kelly?
Present.
Thank you. Minutes?
We have Board of Commissioner meeting minutes for October 7th, 2025. I need a motion, please.
Move it.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Let's move on to communications.
Thank you. We have three this evening. The Nutley Chamber of Commerce has submitted an event application for their 63rd annual Santa's arrival at the Nutley High School Park Oval on Friday, November 28, 2025, between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. The Van Riper House and Terra Costa LLC, trading as Veritage Brewworks, has submitted a joint event application for their Yuletide Festival to be held on Saturday, December 6, 2025 at 491 River Road from 12 p.m. till 5 p.m. The rain date is Sunday, December 7, 2025. Terra Costa has also submitted an application for a limited brewery off-premise permit for their Yuletide event listed above. Motion, please.
Move it.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
And that's it for communications.
I see in reports that Commissioner Tucci has a report for the Shade Tree Department for the month of October. Let's move on to bills.
Thank you. Bill list for November 5th, 2025. Public Affairs, $13,926.70. Revenue and Finance, $7,902,015.98. Public Safety, $55,173.15. Public Works, $101,078.77. Parks and Public Property, $917,205.10. Water and Sewer Utility, $57,380.31. Payroll as of October 24th. Regular payroll total, $982,185.33. Overtime payroll total, $57,956.44. Total payroll, $1,040,141.77, for a grand total of $10,086,921.78.
Move the bills.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
I'm sorry, John, can you repeat that?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that's it for bills, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you. Let's move on to public comment on agenda items only. Is there anyone here tonight who wishes to comment on our agenda items at this time?
This is only for something that's on the agenda for tonight. Okay.
We'll get there. Okay. Seeing no one, Board of Commissioner announcements?
I could go first?
You can.
Thank you so much. You have a big audience tonight, and I'd like to thank you. I'd like to just thank everyone in public safety. You know, I always say this throughout the town, all of us do a great job in our departments. You know, with Parks and Rec, they had their Halloween night. We had trunk and treat at public safety. It takes a tremendous effort. We had probably over 1,000 kids there. And it's great because it's a safe place to trick or treat and all that stuff. And we always try to make announcements at that event to make sure on Halloween, you know, if you're out after dark, to, you know, make sure you have a flashlight, things like that, and so people could see you. So that was a great event in public safety. The second thing I want to say is I want to thank all the residents up on Prospect Street also. The contribution they make for Halloween candy, I mean, people give over 1,500 pieces of candy at some of those houses. So that's really honorable of them to do that. And I really want to give a special thanks to public safety because the job that they did throughout the town, having all the crossing guards out that night, blocking off streets, you know, with the Prospect Street event, you know, really, really, I walked through Prospect Street, and I walked through, well, I didn't walk through, but I drove through a lot of the streets. Really, just having crossing guards out, I want to thank our fire department. You know, usually our fire department are there for EMT services and, you know, for putting out fires and calls like that. Even the fire department went out to help block off roads. And even our EMTs, our ambulances were out there blocking off roads just inside. So it was just really nice to see all of the town workers, if it was other departments as well as public safety, also doing a great job. I mean, but to have an all-out night in public safety where everybody got involved to ensure the safety of our kids, it was just something in the all the years that I'm up here, it was really nice to see that everybody was all on board about keeping our kids safe, and thank God there was no incidents, and, you know, I just want to thank them again. Thank you, Deputy Mayor.
Well said. I think congratulations are well warranted. Obviously, your leadership is there, making sure people do what they need to do, and it's important that in public safety, not only do we demonstrate our ability to respond to an emergency, but also be there to be friendly and open with the public. So it's very valuable to do. So nicely done, as always. Mayor Kelly.
Yes, thank you. I know one of the things that's concerning a lot of people, especially this month, is the funding of SNAP food benefits. And I just want to say that we as a township will always come together to make sure that anyone in need has whatever they need to survive. And I just wanted to give a reminder that's maybe more poignant this year than most years is that we're doing our annual Veterans Day Ruck March. We're doing it twice this year, once on November 8th, 2025 at 10 a.m. for more improved space. And then again, on November 11th, immediately after Veterans Day ceremony, which is at 11 a.m. for a more moderate pace event. And for those of you who are familiar with the Ruck March, it's a march with a weighted backpack to commemorate the soldiers, Marines, sailors, airmen have to do because, you know, the fight doesn't always come to you. You've got to go to the fight and carry all your gear. And the suggested weight for those backpacks is 22 canned goods. The 22 represents the 22 veterans that they take their own lives. And those canned goods will be immediately donated to the Family Food Service food pantry. And there's other ways you can get involved too. You can make monetary donations to any food pantry, grocery gift cards, host a food drive at your nearby workplace or school, support the Melton High School football team and their food drive at Melton Service Bureau for the 15th, and share your free turkey at ShopRite for those in need. And Lastly, it's starting to get a little chilly out. Department of Public Affairs is partnering with Nutley Pride for Brookside. If you have any unused or coats that you don't want anymore, please consider donating them at the Department of Public Affairs. We'll be collecting them in conjunction with the Nutley Pride organization. Thank you.
That's great, Mayor. It's wonderful that we're doing all those things. I would add, I spoke to the Nutley Family Service Bureau today. In addition to what we, you know, the town always does a wonderful job when it comes to Thanksgiving, providing meals. What they had shared with me was that their concern is that they won't have enough food to provide balanced meals for the residents that need it, and they're seeing an increase in the volume of requests. Balanced meaning that providing, you know, a food basket that has protein in it, vegetables, fruits, other things that go with a balanced diet in smaller sizes that they can be broken up and divided for families. So I would echo everything you said, Mayor, and just put a point. It's a time not just to think about Thanksgiving, but to make sure that we're doing everything we can. And just as you said, those gift cards can go a long way, simply because the food bank is equipped to go purchase the things that they need in the sizes that they need to make sure that it actually gets maximum benefit. So I echo everything that you raised.
Thank you.
I don't see any ordinances tonight. Let's move on to resolutions. Commissioner Scarpelli, would you and Commissioner Petracco divide up? Commissioner Tucci's?
Yeah, I'll take the first five, good Deputy Mayor. Whereas the Department of Parks and Public Property determined due to unforeseen circumstances, families had to cancel participation in programs offered. Whereas the Department of Parks and Public Property has determined a need to refund families, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Treasurer be and is hereby authorized to refund payments for recreation programs in the amounts listed below. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Be resolved, the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, the Township Clerk is hereby authorized to advertise for sealed bids for surplus equipment that is no longer in use by the townships. The equipments and vehicles are listed below. One, the 2020 Can-Am Defender. Two, 2012 GMC Canyon. Be it further resolved that the above equipment is available for inspection on weekdays between 7 a.m. and 2 p.m. Be it further resolved that the equipment is to be sold as is and where is, and bids are to be received on Tuesday, November 25th, 2025, by 11 a.m. prevailing time in the Commission Chambers, Township 401 Kennedy Drive, Nutley, New Jersey. At which time they will be publicly open and read. Move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Whereas the Department of Parks and Public Property has determined that there is a need to contract for electrical services in a fair and open contract process pursuant to the NJSA 1944-1-20.4, and whereas the Municipal Clerk is hereby authorized and directed to advertise for sealed bids for electrical services, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that sealed bids shall be due on Tuesday, November 25th, 2025, at 11 a.m. prevailing time, addressed to the Municipal Clerk, Nutley Township Hall, 1 Kennedy Drive, Nutley, New Jersey, at which time they will be publicly open and read and move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Whereas the Department of Parks and Public Property has determined the need to bid for recreation uniforms, equipment, and supplies as a fair and open contract process pursuant to NJSA 1944-20.4, and whereas the Municipal Clerk is hereby authorized and directed to advertise for sealed bids for recreation uniforms, equipment, and supplies, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, and the County of Essex, that the Township Clerk is authorized to advertise for sealed bids for recreation uniforms, equipment, and supplies, and that the bid should be due on Tuesday, November 25th, 2025, at 11 a.m. prevailing time, addressed to the Municipal Clerk, Nutley Township 401 Kennedy Drive, Nutley, New Jersey, which time they will be publicly open and read and move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Whereas Department of Parks and Public Property has a need to acquire services of a qualified tree removal service supplies as a fair and open contract process pursuant to NJSA 1944-20.4, and now therefore resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley County of Essex State of New Jersey, the Township Clerk is hereby authorized to advertise for sealed bids for the removal of township trees throughout the town, and said bid shall be due by Tuesday, November 25th, 2025, at 11 a.m. prevailing time, addressed to the Municipal Clerk, Nutley Township Hall, 1 Kennedy Drive, Nutley, New Jersey, at which time they will be publicly opened and read. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
That's the first five, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you.
Okay, whereas a resolution was adopted on February 18, 2025, awarding contract to Advanced Mechanical Corp., 9th floor, from Connecticut, Passaic, New Jersey, and whereas the agreement entered on into the bid specifications between Advanced Mechanical Corp. and Township of Nutley on January 1st, 2025 was for the period of 1 year with option to be extended not to exceed 2 years. And whereas funds are available on account number 6-01508200 not to exceed 30,000 and capital ordinance number 3594 in the amount of 90,000 for the year pending adoption of the 2026 municipal budget and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer. Said certification being attached to this resolution. Now therefore, be resolved that the Township of Nutley renew the contract with Advanced Mechanical Corp. I'm sorry, it was 9th Fallstrom Corp., Passaic, New Jersey, for heating, air conditioning, refrigeration services and purchase pursuant to the previously signed agreement. I move it.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Whereas a resolution was adopted on February 18th awarding contract to Essex County All Clear LLC 54 Greylock Ave, Belleville, New Jersey, and whereas the agreement entered into the bid specifications between Essex County All Clear LLC and the Township of Nutley on January 1st, 2025 for a period of 1 year with the option to be extended not to exceed 2 years, and whereas the funds are available from account number 6015082000 not to exceed 10,000 and capital ordinance number 3594 in the amount of 80,000 for the year pending adoption of the 2026 municipal budget and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to the resolution. Now therefore be resolved by the Township of Nutley renew the contract with Essex County All Clear LLC 54 Greylock Ave, Belleville, New Jersey for the plumbing pursuant to the previously signed agreement. I move it.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Whereas the resolution was adopted on February 18th, awarding contract Gabriel Roofing and Siding, Inc., 125 Kensal Ave, Nutley, New Jersey, and whereas the agreement entered into the bid specifications between Gabriel Roofing and Siding, Inc., and the Township of Nutley on February 18th, 2025 was the period for 1 year with the option to be extended not to exceed 2 years, and whereas the funds are available from account number 6015082000 and the amount of $10,000 capital ordinance number 3594 in the amount of 90,000 pending adoption of the 2026 municipal budget not to exceed 100,000 per year and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, set certification being attached to this resolution. Now there for it be resolved by the Township of Nutley, renew the contract Gabriel Roofing and Siding, Inc., 125 Pencil Ave, Nutley, New Jersey, pursuant to previously signed agreement. I move it.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County of Essex, New Jersey, that in accordance with the provisions RS 48-4-58, the following transfers of appropriation into the 2025 budget be and the same are hereby authorized and approved from health insurance 501-526-242, $150,000 to utilities electric O&E 50529-200 for an amount of $150,000. I move it.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioners. John, I'll do mine, and then you'll go, okay? My first resolution is for a veteran's exemption for total disability. Just in light of the fact that Veterans Day is next week, I've been reading these into the record, and we've been adopting these for as long as I've been a commissioner, which has been 23 years. I just want to acknowledge that, you know, every time this comes up, this board has unanimously voted and authorized these exemptions, recognizing the service and the sacrifice that our veterans have made. So, in just in light of the fact that Veterans Day is next week, I think it's worth mentioning that we consistently do that as a combined board. Whereas the state of New Jersey statute 54:4.3.30 provides that war veterans who were honorably discharged from active service in a time of war in any branch of the armed services of the United States who have been or shall be declared by the United States Veterans Administration to be 100% totally and permanently disabled, connected with their wartime service, a full tax exemption of their dwelling and the lot on which it is situated. And whereas the following taxpayer has filed an application for allowance of a full exemption with proper supporting documentation, thus making the taxpayer eligible, and now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that Anthony Santoro be granted full exemption from the payment of property taxes from October 16th, 2025, and all subsequent years thereafter on the property identified as Block 4103, Lot 8, also known as 15 Tennis Place. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. And thank you for your service.
Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to acquire the services of a professional real estate appraiser to assist with real estate appraisals, tax appeals, and tax court appearances, and to complete the necessary procedures to ensure the capture of added assessments arising from ongoing improvement activities in the Township of Nutley as a non-fair and open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 1944A-20.5. And whereas the tax assessor has determined and certified in writing that the aggregate of the services provided by the vendor for the year will exceed $17,500, whereas Hendricks Appraisal LLC, 7 Hutton Ave, West Orange, New Jersey, has submitted a fee schedule for providing such services, the total of which is not to exceed $25,000. And this was negotiated as a reduction of $10,000 over the previous year, whereas the anticipated term of this contract is for 12 months, January 1, 2026 through December 31st, 2026. Whereas funds will be available from account 601-204-205 and will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer subject to the adoption of the 2026 budget. Whereas Hendricks Appraisal has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification which certifies that they have not made any reportable disqualifying contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit them from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract, and whereas the business entity disclosure certification and determination of value be placed on file with this resolution, now therefore being resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, it authorizes the mayor to enter into a contract with the municipal clerk for Hendricks Appraisal LLC in an amount not to exceed $25,000. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
My next resolution is similar for the in the municipality when we have to do tax court appeals and we need to be represented by an attorney. This is a non-fair and open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 19:44A-20.5. Whereas Joseph McLone, Esquire of the law firm of O'Toole Scrivo, located 14 Village Park Road, Cedar Grove, New Jersey, has submitted a fee schedule for providing such services, the total of which is not to exceed $42,000. The anticipated term of the contract is January 1, 2026 through December 31st, 2026. Whereas the law firm of O'Toole Scrivo has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification which certifies they have not made any reportable disqualifying contributions to a political or candidate committee in the township of Lenoka in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit them from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract, whereas funds are available in the account 601-204-200 will be certified by the chief financial officer subject to the adoption of the 2026 budget. Now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the mayor and municipal clerk are hereby authorized to enter into a contract with Joseph McLone Esquire as a professional service in an amount not to exceed $42,000. Be further resolved that a copy of this resolution as well as the contract shall be placed on file with the clerk of the township, and a notice in accordance with the public contracts law of New Jersey in the form attached to here too shall be published in the Nutley Sun. So move.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Sorry, I'm technical difficulties on meeting. Aye.
Okay, whereas there exists a continuing need for the by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley for legal counsel to provide legal services related to the township's affordable housing requirements through a non-fair and open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 1944A-20.5, whereas Inglesino and Taylor, 600 Parsippany Road, Suite 204, Parsippany, has ably and continuously provide these services and has provided a fee schedule which reflects no changes for the prior period, for the period January 1, 2026 through December 31st, 2026, as follows. An attorney on staff shall be paid a rate of $215 an hour for legal services and $100 for services performed by a paralegal. Total amount for services rendered to this resolution shall not exceed $15,000 in the aggregate, which amount shall not include any fees to be reimbursed via developer escrows or otherwise. Whereas funds are available for this purpose from the co-trust account and certification, the account T26909902, and certification of funds has been provided by the chief financial officers. Whereas John Inglesino has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification and certifies that he and the firm have not made any disqualifying reportable contributions to a political candidate or a candidate committee in the township in the previous 1 year, that would violate either NJSA 1944A 20.5 or the township's local unit pay or New Jersey's election law enforcement commission disclosure requirements, and that the contract will bar John Inglesino of Taylor, and the other attorneys that work for the township for making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley in accordance with local public contracts law, do hereby authorize the mayor and clerk to execute, seal, and deliver a contract to John P. Inglesino of the firm of Inglesino Taylor pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 1944A 20.5 for an amount not to exceed $15,000 at the stated hourly rates for the 12-month period noted above. Be it further resolved that this resolution shall be published as required by law, and the business disclosure certification and the business entity disclosure of campaign contributions shall be placed on file with this resolution. So move.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
This resolution, my next one, is a resolution of the township, by the township, and on behalf of the board, for authorizing engagement of Inglesino and Taylor as counsel for the township concerning compliance procedural and general legal issues, principally related to Open Public Records Act, called OPRA, under NJSA 47:1A.1-1 at ESC, and Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6 at ESC, otherwise known as OPA, and other general legal matters as may be determined and directed by the township. Whereas the above needs are for certain specified professional services to be rendered or performed by a person or persons authorized by law to practice a recognized profession whose practice is regulated by law within the meaning of NJSA 28:11.1. Whereas the performance of said professional services requires knowledge of advanced type in the field of learning acquired by a prolonged formal course of specialized training study as determined from the general academic instruction or apprenticeship and training. Whereas funds are available for this purpose in account 601-012205, subject to the adoption of the 2026 budget, and a certificate of availability funds has been filed by this chief financial officer of the Township of Nutley in accordance with local public budget law. Whereas services rendered pursuant to this resolution shall not exceed $75,000, which is not a change. It's the same amount for 26 as it was in 25. Whereas Inglesino Taylor, they have completed the business entity disclosure as stated previously, and now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley that in accordance with local public contract law is hereby authorized and approved the award of a professional service contract to the firm of Inglesino Taylor pursuant to a non-fair and open process in accordance with the provisions of NJSA 19:44A.20.5 as legal counsel in accordance with the contract for the professional service of which shall provide legal counsel and or attorney and staff shall be paid an hourly rate of $215 an hour for legal services by attorneys and an hourly rate of $100 for paralegals or law clerks. Further resolved that the chief financial officer has executed the certification of funds for the contract and that sufficient funds will be available for said contract subject to the adoption of the 2026 budget. Further resolved that the services rendered pursuant to this resolution shall not exceed $75,000 in the aggregate. Further resolved that the anticipated term is 12 months beginning January 1, 2026 through December 31st, 2026. Further resolved that the mayor and clerk are hereby authorized and directed to execute, seal, and deliver said contract for professional services on behalf of and in the name of the township. And further resolved that the business disclosure entity certification and business entity disclosure campaign contributions shall be placed on file with this resolution. Further resolved that a copy of this resolution shall be published as required by law within 10 days of its passage. So move.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Thank you. Mayor, you're up.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. First one I have on this evening is resolution number, I'll skip the resolution number. Whereas this is on behalf of the entire Board of Commissioners, whereas the Board of Commissioners have unanimously agreed to continue to allow 14-day holiday schedule for 2026, whereas the 2025 holiday schedule will continue to include one Florida holiday where the township employees will have the ability to choose between either June 15th or 19th, 2026, or Election Day, November 3rd, 2026. Whereas to allow sufficient time to accommodate this flexibility, law enforcement that notified and obtained approval from their department head by April 30th, 2026 as a very elected holiday. Whereas where multiple requests have been made for a given holiday, city very rules will apply to ensure the township shall maintain necessary service levels for our residents. Whereas holidays do not accumulate and cannot be carried forward to a subsequent year. Whereas holiday schedules as negotiated or respective collective will be bargained, labor contracts will take precedence of the holiday schedules contained therein. And therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County, Grass, State of New Jersey, the following days shall be considered paid holidays, and the list of holidays is attached to the resolution. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
The next one I have on this evening is also a one by the entire Board of Commissioners, and this is the 2026 Board of Commissioners public meeting schedule to be resolved in accordance with the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231 of Public Law of 1975. Public meetings of the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County, the State of New Jersey are held for the first and third Tuesday of every month. Please take notice that the public meetings for the year 2026 will be held on the following dates in the third floor of the Commission Chambers of the Township of Nutley Municipal Building located at 1 Trinity Drive at 7 p.m. At this time, formal action being taken, please take notice that the governing body of Township Town of Essex, State of New Jersey, may require executive session at any given meeting listed below in accordance with the New Jersey statute dedicated Title 10, Chapter 412. The governing body will adopt a resolution at the opening meeting indicating reasons for going to the executive session or action will be taken in the executive session. Please take further notice that the Board of Commissioners and Township may make a quote an end of the year meeting on Wednesday, December 31st, 2026, at 9 a.m. Township Meadow Municipal Building, Third Floor, Commission Chamber, Bone County Drive. Formal action may be taken. The listed dates for our commission meetings are attached to the resolution under the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. The next one I have on this evening is designating November Diabetes Awareness Month. Whereas according to the International Diabetes Federation, 1% of the U.S. adult population aged 20 to 79 years will have diabetes, which translates to approximately 59 million people, whereas 90% of that population will have type 2 diabetes and 10% will have type 1 diabetes. Whereas the percentage of Americans with diabetes age 65 and older remains high at 29.2%, or 1.2 million cases of diabetes every year. Whereas in New Jersey, approximately 10.5 or 792,400 individuals have been diagnosed with diabetes. Whereas the theme of this year's World Health Organization Day is Diabetes Across, emphasizing that every person living with diabetes should have access to integrated care, supportive environments, and policies that promote health, dignity, and self-management. And therefore, we would love for Commissioner Passion and other candidates to stay in the chair to November as National Diabetes Awareness Month. Recognize November 14th as World Diabetes Day. We further resolve that we resolve residents to educate themselves on the cause and effects of diabetes and how complications can be prevented or delayed by proper management of blood glucose, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels, and being healthy and being physically active and to quit smoking. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. The next one I have on this evening is on behalf of the entire Board of Commissioners, where the Township of Midland has committed to retain a survey to provide topological surveys primarily related to the ongoing redevelopment of Kingsland Street, blocks 300, plus 1.06 and 1.07 of Township of Midland, the non-fair and open contract pursuant to New Jersey statute and Title 4244, Alpha 19.4 and 20.5. Whereas Bowman Limited, located at 6 Campus Drive, Pacific, New Jersey, 07054, has submitted a proposal to provide such services at a cost not to exceed $7,850. Whereas Bowman Limited has completed and submitted a business and a disclosure certification certified they have not made any proposals to qualify a contribution credit. Political opinion committee and the pension not in the previous 1 year in contract has not made any political contributions to the term of the agreement. For the term of this agreement, shall be for a 6-month period beginning November 5th, 2025, and ending April 30th, 2026. Whereas funds are available from the COA trust account number T2699-92, has been certified by the Chief Financial Officer and therefore be resolved for Commissioners. Pension of the County of Essex, New Jersey, has hereby authorized the Mayor and Municipal Council and Municipal Clerk to enter into a contract between the Township and Bowman Limited to provide necessary topographic surveys for an amount not to exceed $7,850. A copy of this resolution will be advertised as required by law, and said copy will be on file with the Township Clerk. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. And the last one I have on this evening is a Board of Commissioners. It is a resolution by the entire Board of Commissioners. It's a resolution of the Board of Commissioners authorizing the Planning Board of the Township to conduct a preliminary investigation of certain property within the Township for potential redevelopment where the residuary statute annotated Title 40 Alpha 12 Alpha 6 authorizes. We are going to by the municipality of our resolution that the Planning Board conduct preliminary investigation to determine whether an area of municipality is a non-condemnation area in the redevelopment pursuant to certain criteria contained in statute. Whereas the Board of Commissioners considers it the investigation of the Township of Nutley had the Township Planning Board conduct such an investigation of the area identified as Block 102, Lot 9, on the Township's official tax map and located at 300 Kingsland at Kingsland Street, but with property. Whereas Township whose property has a potential value of contributing to serving and protecting public health, safety, and welfare, and for promotion of smart growth within the Township. Whereas the preliminary investigation designated to evaluate the area, and with the criteria in the Jersey statute annotated 12-5. Whereas the subject of the results of the preliminary investigation, exonerated by the Board of Commissioners saw for the use of those powers under the local redevelopment housing law, and therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley as follows. The Planning Board of the Township is hereby directed to conduct a preliminary investigation to determine whether the aforementioned property or any portions thereof constitute a non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment according to criteria set forth in the New Jersey statute annotated 40-5. Chapter 12-5, Planning Board for the Township of Nutley directed to study the area identified as Block 102, Lot 9 on the official tax map. Other townships develop a map reflecting the boundaries of such proposed non-condemnation redevelopment area to provide public notice and conduct public hearings pursuant to the statute and draft report/resolution to the Board of Commissioners containing its findings. The results of such a preliminary investigation shall be submitted to the Board of Commissioners for review and consideration. Determine whether to acquire the property where in portion there is a non-condemnation area and the redevelopment in accordance with the statute. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
That concludes the formal business we have tonight. We now open it up to anyone wishing to make a comment this evening. Please approach the mic. Madam Clerk, would you read the notice?
Yes, thank you. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks of the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Swain Nagel. You know, I'm sure most of you are familiar. I stopped in earlier, let's say 2 weeks ago. To introduce who I am actually the Pokemon Go ambassador. We run a lot of events. Well, I don't want to say we run a lot of events, but we actually play the game very frequently here at these parks. We approached, I want to say we approached the office pretty recently. We're looking to more closely work with the township as a whole. We recognize that our groups tend to bring in a lot of attendance to the park. This is bringing a lot of attention, especially to the local police departments, as well as some of the residents in Nutley, New Jersey. We're mostly here to just kind of clarify what it is that we do. I believe when I spoke earlier about what it is that I do, I incorrectly stated that we actually host these events. Essentially, what this app is, it's a global app. People around the world play. The events itself are actually posted by the game company. I hold a non-paid sponsorship with the company Niantic that runs these games. They put up these events in the game itself, which is enjoyed and played by people around the world. There's many different counties that play. There's people in up to Morristown over here, Maplewood. There's many different groups. We just happen to be one of the largest and one of the most popular. We more or less, instead of the word hosting, I want to clarify that we more or less facilitate these groups because when these events happen, people will show up to the parks regardless whether I'm present or I'm not. But because of the amount of people that show up, I more or less kind of help myself and my team rather kind of help facilitate it to make sure that people are playing safely. We don't want to cause any headaches for everybody abroad, right? We believe that what we bring is a very positive thing to the community. We know a lot of families that come together to play this game. There's many people that met each other, formed friendships, formed relationships, very incredible stories that we've heard over the years. And we want to kind of bring that more officially to you guys to see if we can host it in a more official fashion. We work very closely with a lot of the local businesses as well. There's a lot of restaurants that will collaborate with us because during these events, we like to find ways to how to give back to the community as large. You know, we're not here to just take park space, you know, utilize the game. We want to try to find ways to benefit Nutley as a whole as we're doing this. I partnered with Emilio's. I partnered with Urban Leaf Cafe for two examples. Those guys work very closely with us. We've done donation drives. We've done a toy drive last year with the Chifo family. We brought in a lot of donations from these events that we utilize to kind of give back because we recognize that even though we're bringing a lot of people in, we want to show the benefits to that as well. I don't know, Mike, if you want to add anything to it. But.
No, that was pretty much it. But we just wanted to know because we were contacted by the township attorney to set up an event. But we're technically not hosting an event. We're just gathering at the park. People will gather no matter if we tell people we're there or not. The only difference is we want to make sure that people are staying safe, that we provide water for people and such for these events, just to make sure everybody's not annoying other people that are in the park enjoying it as well.
So, yeah. I think one of the attentions that brought to us, for example, to just kind of go off of Mike was saying, sometimes we actually have a tent that we put at Memorial Park. That tent is not used. We don't solicitate. We don't ask for money. We don't do any of that. That tent is more or less for like a checkpoint for players that come through the park to make sure that we're ensuring that people are on the move, keeping walkways clear. If they're stopping for any reason, they're standing on the grass as opposed to standing in the walkways, blocking people or anything like that. I believe that's where the spotlight has been coming down on us more. I believe some of the town residents have been a little bit concerned about what that tent is. They're not really understanding what it is that we're doing. But that is more or less what we do with that tent. We just kind of use it as a checkpoint. We give out free water, especially during the hotter weather. You know, safety is a big thing for us, so we just want to make sure people are playing safely. We don't have people passing out in the parks, getting hurt, causing any liabilities at all across the board. We've even gone so far as to make a digital parking map because parking is another thing that we've been hearing over time. We understand the game does not condone gameplay by car. I kind of want to state that also. Myself and my team, we never encourage that. Before we do any of these events, we always encourage, number one, stay by the road rules. Do not be playing by car. Do not be parking illegally, keeping 25 feet from the crosswalks, etc. So we do our best to kind of make sure everybody attending these events is doing so the correct way and not just disregarding rules because whatever reason they choose to.
Thank you for that. I'm a little bit confused because you're not organizing the event. Somebody else out of state is organizing it or notifying people to come to Nutley as an organizing point. Somewhere along the way, there's a communication. And at some point, there's a designated spot where people are going to meet. I assume launch from there to go around and play the game. You're providing water. You're providing guidance. You know, in Nutley, that has enough organization to it to be in effect, and not in a positive way. Is, you know, basically the town is then notified of this event happening for public safety reasons. You're not staying in one spot. You're moving about town. You're crossing streets in volume. You know, there's traffic implications to that. There's safety implications to that. That. I think need to be thought through to give consideration. The fact that, you know, Nutley is a welcoming place and that we have a park system and we have things that allow things like this to happen, we just, in my view, I'll let the commissioners speak and the mayor speak, we just want to make sure we're doing it the right way for the benefit of everybody.
I absolutely agree. And this is one of the reasons I came forward because we want to make sure we're going that path. That is something, you know, that matters to me especially. And, you know, again, we're not trying to cause problems, so we're looking how can we work more closely so that we can mitigate these issues or try to work towards making it safer so that it's not causing these issues at all, if any.
But we do not host any of the events. We do not make any of the events in the game. The game completely makes it completely. We do not have any way to tell them when to host the events or how to host the events or give them a time or anything. The only thing we can tell people is where we're going to be during the event.
For example, there's no like rain dates or such. So if an event takes place, it encourages real world locations, historical spaces especially, which is what Nutley offers.
How many people participate?
It varies. Our events, the bigger scale events, get upwards to about 500 to 600 people. And we're talking about, these are like the bigger scale. These bigger scale events take place annually, maybe three times a year. I also work very closely with the Westfield Garden State Plaza Mall in Paramus. We worked out something with those guys there because under blue law, they have no business on Sundays. So our events have been bringing upwards about 700, 800 people, and it's bringing them revenue. It's bringing them a lot of benefits to their ends there for the movie theater, for the food courts there. And it also kind of benefits the players to have a more indoor location, especially during the colder weather.
So sounds like it could be a large group.
It can be, and it very much varies.
A large group just shows up, right, somewhere and starts moving about town, you can imagine that residents would want to know what that is, what's going on.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So we have a responsibility to make sure that, you know, we're communicating and we're aware of that and that it's not stop, drop, and go type thing. So
the only concern we have is that even if we do not, like if we did nothing at all, if we did not help facilitate the event, people will still be coming to the parks in big numbers, like to play the game, because it's a historical park and you have a lot of historical spots in it. So people will be attending, even if we don't host it, we just take upon ourselves to facilitate it.
Yeah, and I'm not questioning what the value of it or anything like that, or the enjoyment of it. It's just a question of the size. Mm-hmm. Right, and some of the safety considerations and the communications considerations, because we have an obligation on that side. And so I don't have an answer for that. But commissioners, any further comment?
Yeah, I was interested about how many people when they said 500. I understand, and so it's not all the time. And I think as a board of commissioners, we don't want to discourage you because I think it does bring in some business to our businesses and some recognition of our parks. But at the same time, I think you can understand our concern for safety also. And I don't know what the answer is, but maybe it's just giving a list of dates of when it's going to happen so the police are aware, Parks Department's aware. Of those dates. I don't know, Mr. Bruno, what the original concern was to bring them. I'm sure there was some concern, otherwise they wouldn't be here.
Yeah, so a lot of communication has come to me from various places, the Parks Department, the Police Department, concerns regarding the events, I use that term loosely, themselves and the traffic people, et cetera. I guess there have been some police-related incidents, and the question was, you know, does this qualify as an event? And in our analysis, based on what was happening, you know, it, under our definition of an event, it would. So I directed them to proceed with an event permit for all of the reasons that we outlined here. So I think it's something that we could probably work through. I would encourage you to meet probably with the commissioner of Parks and Rec. I would encourage you to set up some time with the public safety director, because those are probably the two departments that will be impacted the most by these gatherings.
Yeah. And in that, the municipal clerk should probably participate because all the notifications come through the clerk's office. So setting up communication would be valuable.
I would be more than happy to do that. Absolutely.
I have a comment, if you don't mind, being the public safety guy, and it seems like that's been on the table, I think I should have a little comment.
Absolutely.
The first thing I want to say to your group is, first of all, thank you for waiting. Thank you for being so respectful and looking to partner with us and being, you know, respectful to our board, you know, and thank you for coming here and being willing to have a conversation, because in today's world, we don't see that too much.
Absolutely.
You know, and I have to tell you, I really appreciate that. If you would like to give my assistant your cell phone number, if you guys would like to meet with me, I have to tell you, I have heard little tidbits. I haven't heard there was any big issues at your events at all. So, I mean, I think it could be beneficial to the town. I think the communication is great. And I think you guys are stellar. I admire you guys for doing what you did tonight.
We very much appreciate it.
And I'm willing to work with this. The only a couple questions I do have is that, how is the game played? Is it something like you're running around the field? Is it sitting on a, you know, in one spot and on a computer or a laptop?
So dating is,
it's, I am dating myself. This is the Pokemon stuff. This is Pokemon, or?
This is Pokemon, yeah. So right. What the app is, it's a real-life location-based game. What do I mean by that? So the game board is our hometown. So I mentioned earlier there's a lot of historic sites. Those historic sites actually play host to a lot of the things that happen in the game. My best explanation, without getting into, like, the nitty-gritty of it, it's a virtual scavenger hunt for the most part, right? People have to come together to kind of actually complete tasks. Sometimes it's just like kind of like a free roam kind of thing where certain events in the game will call on people to kind of come out, explore a little bit, just kind of like, you know, do as much as they can for their own gameplay. But a digital scavenger hunt, I think, is the clearest way to kind of describe what that is to somebody that may not understand it from the get-go. But it uses real-life locations. So, for example, Google Maps was the originator of this, so anything that's already established kind of like set the game board up. The company, being that I'm sponsored with them, unpaid, albeit, but they actually dropped a couple of more locations to kind of make it a little more enjoyable, and they made sure when they dropped these locations that it was safely located inside of the park. So it kind of added flavor to the game board, which is very unique compared to a lot of other locations that play, such as South Orange, the Oranges, like across New Jersey. So we actually have a very unique thing going for us in that, like, they kind of highlighted us a couple of times. They featured us on their main page. You know, we'll do group photos before the start of the event, and they actually post it up on their websites. And, you know, we get a lot of recognition from that, which I think is great overall, so.
When are they traditionally during the day or before dark?
So always before dark. They you know, they're big on safety themselves, believe it or not. I mean, the game actually gives you warning not to drive and play, but also after hours, they always make sure to kind of limit that gameplay. So events for the most part take place. A normal event will take place for 2 to 5 p.m., for example, 3-hour window. Every Wednesday, there is a 1-hour event that takes place from 6 to 7. That takes place every Wednesday. You know, that's in-game again. That's nothing that we coordinate. That they just kind of have that globally. And their bigger scale events that I mentioned earlier, that those are the ones that take place 3 times annually. Those tend to be 8 hours, which will run from a 9 o'clock window a.m. into 6 p.m. After those hours, I mean, the game itself kind of cuts off all sorts of gameplay. So it's, they kind of encourage people to kind of, all right, get about your day after this. It's not like, you know, keep people sticking around later than they should.
Right. Well, listen, I, you know, if we could exchange information and, you know, I mean, me personally, I think it could be good, you know, to partner with a group like that. It's good for the restaurants, the businesses, like we said. You know, the negative to it is parking, you know, blocking people's driveways, littering, cleaning up after yourself. So, but if your group is anything like the group I see in front of me tonight, I think could be a positive instead of a negative. So, you know, thank you again for waiting.
Thank you, guys.
If I can just add some comments as well. I actually played Pokemon Go with my nephew. I've actually attended some of their events. And I just want to say that, for lack of a better word, we're kind of a victim of our own success that we have such a great park system, and it's centrally located in a large park. It's a, with a lot of the monuments and landmarks in those parks, it's going to attract people to play the game, whether they are there or not. And I think having them there is valuable for our town, because they are, as I said, very respectful. They guide people to stay, keep the paths clear, clean up after yourselves, don't litter. They do provide water to make sure it stays safe. And like I said, they do try and work with local businesses to provide them additional business, because while there are a lot of people from the town who participate in this event, most people come from out of town, and they get exposed permanently in a positive way. And I do want to thank them for, because if they don't get paid, it's a volunteer. I do want to thank them for going out of their way to be a good liaison between the town and the community, the Pokemon Go community, and making sure that everything stays safe and enjoyable for everyone. And whether you're playing the game or not, you're just there to enjoy the park.
So thank you, Mayor Kelly.
As I mentioned, as a minimum, if you are going to be in town, whatever the resolution is, make sure you notify the municipal clerk's office. Okay?
Absolutely. Yeah, we'd be very, very much happy to. So. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. I very much appreciate it.
Would anyone else wish to speak tonight? Seeing no one, close public comment.
Second.
Yes. Aye.
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 Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
There you go. Madam Clerk, we have a need for executive tonight?
Yes.
Yes, Deputy Mayor, we do have a need to go into closed session to discuss litigation and contract negotiations.
Do you need a motion?
Yes.
Move it. Second.
Thank you. Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances, and whereas the public is of the opinion that such circumstances exist, and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey desires to proceed to close executive session, and now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley moving to close executive session to discuss contract negotiations and litigation, be it further resolved that a time when such discussions may be disclosed to the public shall be when and such disclosures may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within the exceptions provided for by statute. This resolution shall take effect immediately. Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
There's no further business this evening.
Second.
Thank you. Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
The time is now 8:05.
Thank you.